This week from the internet, we're taking a look at the stories that had the interweb saying, "Your ideas intrigue me and I wish to subscribe to your newsletter," and an all-new Unboxing the Net. Plus, McFarlane gives DC fans the side eye as collectors bat-shame his latest The Batman reveals. And sit back and collax as we design our ultimate toy room that definitely does not lack Billy. Bagabo! Talking toys, battery snot included, it's the Reluctant Adult Podcast.
Don't you be a dummy! Buckle your safety belt!
Thanks, Billy. It's morphin' time! Huh?
Welcome to another episode of the Reluctant Adult Podcast. My name is Paul, and I am joined, as always, by the man that don't talk about Bruno, Bill!
What's up, everybody? I don't talk about Bruno at all.
Is your daughter or son obsessed with that film like my my son and wife are?
My wife is. Yeah. She was analyzing one of the songs on the car ride to her office Christmas party last night. The daughter loves it. My son could take it or leave it, but
it's
kind of making the rounds through the house.
It's really, I think it's going to be one of those sleeper hits because at first didn't get a lot of traction. Sort of like Frozen, where Frozen in its first week didn't do gangbusters at the theaters, but now it's just it's just an earworm. It's just getting in everybody's ears.
Right, so downtown Groton, there's a Bruno's Pizza. We don't talk about Bruno's Pizza in the house.
Don't talk about
that. Which is kind of funny.
Yeah, it's time that we talk about the hot stories of the week in a segment that we like to call Unboxing the Net. All right, Bill. So this, you watched some AEW wrestling last week, right? You enjoyed the,
yes, I did.
Hardcore match between the two teams of women.
Yes. Right.
This week on Dynamite was the first week on TBS. I'm going to send you a clip. Let me know when you have it.
Here we go.
All right, go ahead and play it.
I got a Twitter.
It's on
link.
Twitter. It's got a video. So this was a tag team
content match.
The Lucha Brothers versus Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus, and you can see. Choke slam from the inside to the outside through a table.
Look at that thing go backwards.
It's not meant to bend that way. So
Luchasaurus is just like, I'm out of here. Yeah, I'm gonna pretend like I hurt myself too.
So there was not a break. He actually is gonna be okay. It's gonna take a few weeks to recover. There was no break. It was a dislocation.
Wow.
So that's why I feel comfortable sharing this, but it looks gruesome. And then AEW showed a replay of it, and it was just it was just horrific. And it and obviously he couldn't continue the match, so they had to very quickly, So they had to very quickly call an audible because Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy were meant to win the titles in this match, and it definitely put a damper on their celebration. But we're all thankful that Rey Fénix is going to be A-OK in a few weeks. This guy, his wrestling style is insane. And the fact that he is alive at this point is amazing. And he just keeps getting these injuries and just keeps coming back. His body is made of rubber, I guess. I don't know.
It's pretty tough.
It's impressive.
It's not the worst. That's not the worst thing I've seen this week. So thankfully there's that.
What was the worst thing you saw this week?
My wife's one of the doctors at work forwarded everybody in her office a picture of a girl that had split her lip right down the middle here with a metal shovel while shoveling snow. So it was just meat. That's all you can pretty much explain it
just
as
meat. Oh God.
Yeah, that's all the inside.
Try to get a picture
is.
And I'll put it in. I'll put it in here.
It'll be our thumbnail.
Yeah, that's right. God. All right, next story. Unboxing the Net. Morbius, the Marvel Sony film about the vampire friend from Spider-Man, has been Jared pushed Leto back. It was supposed to come out January.
Yep, Jared this Leto month.
As Morbius. It's going to be coming out in March now, I believe.
Oh, I thought it was April.
Oh, even worse. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, it's April. Yeah.
Now, the question is this due to COVID? And they're concerned that people are not going to be going to the theaters as much as they right. just were to see Spider-Man? Or, yep. or is yes. this to give them more time to film something new because of the reaction to Spider-Man? Are they going right. to add someone else? Maybe
we're going to maybe mayhaps. So yeah. yeah, though this was I looked through this. It looked like, you know, it's they're trying to they have a lot of money and marketing behind this movie. It does tie into the Sony Spider-Verse that they're trying to build with Venom.
Yep.
He is name dropped in the trailer itself at one point. But yeah, I'm in the camp where it's like we're going to see a surprise cameo from a former Spider-Man, as it were.
Yeah,
whether it's a post-credit scene or
right
or something else.
We'll see. There's been a lot of chatter that Andrew Garfield is open to returning to the role, so we'll see yes. if this is where it all starts again.
It would be interesting.
I think we're very all interesting on board for that. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, next hot story of the week. Taco Bell offering a deal where you can get 30 tacos in 30 days for only $10.
Okay.
What was that Simpsons episode this. Where Bart oh. he got $100
for $100? Yeah.
Yeah.
100 tacos yeah. for $100. That's
a good deal.
That so is a good deal.
At first blush, it's like, okay, how much is a taco? Like $1? But they're actually more point, than yeah. that. You can get a traditional taco for $1.50, I think. But then you can also get the Doritos Locos taco. You can get a Supreme taco, which is like $2 or more.
Are all so tacos the trick included? Is you just buy into the taco program?
So there's a list of five or six tacos that you can get. And then okay. the clock starts as soon as you make your purchase. And then you have 30 consecutive days that you can get a taco, one taco per day. So you have to make sure that Taco Bell is on your route so that this makes wow. sense. At least get your $10 worth.
This is like the NECA buy-in. Buy it now.
Buy it now, yeah.
We got I'm thinking your money about now. Doing it.
You I'm thinking are? About doing it because it's not like I would have that for lunch every day, but it's just like a okay. you know, like a treat taco. It's like, we'll just go swing on by and get a taco.
Record your taco feastings for the month.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely. If I do it, I'm definitely yeah. going to document every blog, single taco
blog
that I eat.
Taco blog,
a lot of talk about
talking about tacos.
Right. Our next story of the week: the Todd Father getting a little flack from the fan base. He put out a picture of Bruce Wayne from the new The Batman line of action figures.
Robert Pattinson.
We actually talked about this figure last week because you said he looked like a bar of soap.
He did. And he still does.
That's probably the nicest thing that anyone has said about this figure. It is
fair enough.
It is getting torn apart. And honestly, I don't know that it deserves quite the level of scrutiny it's getting, because if you compare it to the source material, it's not that far off. I don't know what you expect from it.
I mean, there's a lot of problems with it. The side eye is one of them. The
side blocky, eye is that's a blocky. Whole other thing.
Is he wearing a helmet? Is that does he also come no. with a helmet with that?
That's so his hair. You get that's his hair.
Yeah, he's got helmet hair. Great. Does he yeah. come with like a scarf now at this point as well?
There's an alternate version that comes with the scarf molded on. So you have to pick which one you want. Because I guess that's one of the worst things that McFarlane does.
Yes,
hide the face.
All the variations. Yeah,
somebody was saying you should get one of the NECA Twilight figures and pop that head on there.
I think that would look a little bit worse, but
his hair's not quite as pompadour-y.
Wow. Yeah,
yeah.
Wow.
So the internet is having fun with that figure.
Of course,
we'll see if that translates into him sticking around on shelves. But
I don't know. I've checked out with McFarlane.
Bat shaming. You've checked it out. It's just there's just a lot of weird stuff going on with him. Final story in unboxing the net. Toy Fair coming up February 19th through the 22nd. But who's going to be there? Walmart, Target, Amazon, they've all pulled out. We've now learned that Hasbro, Jazzwares, MGA Entertainment, not going to be there physically at the Javits Center in New York, citing concerns about the Omicron COVID variant. Yes. So what do you think? Doing another virtual toy fair? Is anybody going to be there in person? Any buyers going to go?
AIC Podcast will be there in force, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, they'll be there.
If they don't get to go, they are going to be so sad. That's where they meet all their friends.
Yeah, of course. Who's going to be there? That's a big question.
Why really even is. Bother? Why even? It's not worth the risk at this point.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Especially with all the big companies pulling out.
Of course. You think down the road, you think we're going to have another ability to purchase like the Comic-Con exclusive, the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive figures down the road? Because that'll be coming up.
You think they're going to do an in-person Comic-Con this year? I don't know. There's way too early to think about any of that, the way things are going. Sure. It's not getting better. We're not at a point where it's getting better. It's getting worse.
It's much worse.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to write off 2022 already, but I don't know, man. It's not looking good for that in-person stuff.
No, it's not. No. I see plenty of Comic-Con like postings, like Boston's got one coming up now, but
yeah. Like,
what is this?
I know, so I see all those little toy shows. Like who's going to this? It's just plenty of people. I don't know.
You mean you live in mandate-free Florida, so they're all going to be down there eventually.
Well, listen.
No. They'll take Toy Fair out of New York. They'll be like, "This is the Miami Toy Fair."
You know that might be. Come on down, open up. We're open.
Yeah.
Our government will probably pay you to come here at any open events. If you can get people in a room, you can't require them to wear masks or be vaccinated, but you can be here. There's plenty of space.
Yeah.
So that's fun. All right. So that was unboxing the net for this week, where we talk about the hot stories. So now we're going to just find ourselves into the main podcast now. Top story, I think, this week that we really need to dig into, Book of Boba Fett Chapter 2. Right off the bat, I was not quite in love with Episode 1, but Episode 2, absolutely killing it as far as I'm concerned.
A lot of fun. Yeah, you know... It's tough. That first episode, it's good, but it's not like grandiose. And
it was just weird. Like it just felt disjointed. Like it was doing a lot of heavy lifting. It was giving you a lot of information, but it didn't make for a very fluid episode.
And are we going to get into a little bit of spoilers for this part two
in our discussion? Yeah. Okay. If you haven't seen it by now, that's on you.
Fair enough. All right. So would you think you like the twins, the twin huts?
Anytime we see more huts on TV, I'm okay with that. I don't love that they're CGI, but I understand it. They did look more like special edition Jabba to me, which isn't great. But
I feel like we get into this point where you got it's bright lights on computer generated, and that's never easy to do. It always looks animated. Sure. You can't hide things in the shadows. Yeah. So it's always going to look a bit cartoony. I think they did a little bit better. A little bit. They do look like they're animated. Ugh. I mean, we're talking about the one. If we're talking about the one that came out in 97, the original special edition. I mean, that was 97. Right. And then they tweaked it for the Blu-ray. Mm-hmm. So I would say it's kind of a smidge above the Blu-ray release for New Hope. But they were good.
I just think it was the design of it more than even the CGI. There's the color pattern. Okay. I'm looking at the different Jabbas now, and I don't know. There's just something different about the puppet. Like maybe the puppet has less movement, but I think that's what I want. Like make it look like the puppet.
Well, you can get that three-dimensional texture as well.
Oh, I hate I'm looking at the original Jabba from the special edition and then the updated one. And I hate the updated one. What are they even doing? How would he go from that to Return of the Jedi Jabba? It doesn't look anything like him.
You remember the excuse when they brought Yoda into episode one and they're like, we're seeing a younger Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
It's a younger Jabba the Hutt.
Was he, so what was the deal with Yoda in episode one? Was he a puppet and then they turned him to CGI, or is that, he was a puppet, right?
He was a puppet in the original cut. And then in Attack of the Clones, they really needed him to be CGI. So
yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So he was a fully rendered CGI, and then they went back and just replaced the puppet.
They fixed it. Cause it was weird.
Yes, it was. It's a very strange looking puppet.
So we learn more about Boba and how he ends up looking like he does when we meet him in The Mandalorian, which is fine. It's sort of interesting. I don't so much care about that storyline. I want to see Tatooine and all of its inhabitants.
Okay.
So I'm hoping we're getting near the end of the flashbacks, but that's probably not the case.
I have some worry for the Tusken Raider group. I feel like they're going to get slaughtered, like something bad's going to happen.
But well, now they control the sands, right?
Right. Right. Oh, I think they always did. I do like that they're bringing out more of the mythology of the Tusken Raiders. They're not just kind of used to the bad guys. They're a little bit more gray, as it were. You can kind of see their side of things. I hope we don't see them unmasked. I would like to just keep that.
That's what I was going to ask. Do you think we'll get to see what's under the hood?
I hope not. It's going to be Robert. It's going to be a McFarlane, Bruce Wayne, Batman under there.
There needs to be a scene where a Jawa and a sand person are fighting and they each rip each other's
all like Jerry Springer. They just start.
Right. Yeah. But I want to see what those creatures look like under there.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know. What else happened in that? He just seems to be walking back. All right. Fun fact.
One of the Tusken Raiders is played by the actor who played the young Red Ranger in the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers when they turned into children.
Oh, okay.
He continued acting, sort of. He is under the hood of one of those costumes.
Oh, interesting. I'll have to guess which one it is.
Yeah. He's also a celebrity boxer, or trying to be.
Oh, wow. Are you enjoying the modern, or the, not the modern, but the current time as he's like building his empire? Did you enjoy the tease that there was no Rancor, that they just dropped the assassin down into the Rancor pit and they're like, it's empty?
It's a little too, like, we've talked about this before, and like getting the
humor.
The
language.
Thinking
correct?
Back to the original. Right. I feel like it's a little too snappy, but sure. I think we just have to take that now, because that's what modern writing is. They're not going to make it seem like the original George Lucas stuff.
Right. I think it's less snappy than the sequel trilogy. I think it's kind of finding itself in the middle of, say, the prequel era and the original trilogy era.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he just seems to be walking around a lot, like, oh, I've got to go here now. Oh, you don't want to be here. You want to go back and see the Twi'lek again. I don't know why they're pushing the Twi'leks. I don't care for them. They're not interesting to me as a species. I don't care. Like, I don't want to see a new creature, but I want to see, I don't know, like Snaggletooth or...
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. Not like a Rodian.
Well, we got to see Hammerhead. That was fun.
That was all right. It wasn't the original Hammerhead.
No, but that species. You're talking about
The Ithorian. The Ithorian, I like that they gave him like a translator.
Right.
For his like
that
mouth
nice.
Grunts. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody should have that. Why doesn't everybody have that?
I don't know. They should. They really should.
I thought that's what that little lizard that went inside Boba's head was going to be.
For his vision quest.
Mm-hmm.
A lot
that
of
seemed to happen fun. Very quickly.
Yeah.
That was sort of a plot device, like, that just seemed like, we just have to have you have this vision quest, so here you go.
So you can get your gaffy stick. course.
Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy the speeder bike training scene? Did you have fun watching that?
It was all right. I liked the little bit where the guy kept trying to jump from one to the other, and then he finally got there. That was funny.
Yeah. I think with this, and I think people are very mixed. Basically, you have Boba Fett. In the original trilogy, he was a man of few words. So for them to...
Well, sure.
For them to elaborate on him and give him more of a character, right. you're kind of seeing it as, is this really who I imagined him being?
Yeah.
You know, at some point, sometimes he's smiling and laughing at stuff. Other times he's serious. And it's like, well, you could prevent all of that by just putting this helmet back on. And I think that's where The Mandalorian succeeded, where you did get humor when it was juxtaposed with Baby Yoda, Grogu.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you got the seriousness of it, and you had that steely look to him, but you couldn't see his face. So,
well, I think that sort of illustrates the point that Boba Fett is not a Mandalorian, and he doesn't have to keep his helmet on.
That's true.
And also, I think maybe they just want to be able to show his face so he can emote.
Right. Also, so granted, they had a better idea of what they... Have you noticed that his scarring on his face is a little inconsistent versus how he originally came to look in that Mandalorian episode when he was first revealed?
I don't remember. I did think, like, when he first gets out of the Sarlacc pit that they really scarred him up.
Well, since then, he is the second episode, he looks less scarred up. However, in that Mandalorian episode where he goes to retrieve his armor, he looks completely messed up. Like, very different. So maybe
something's going to happen to him.
Something to watch out for. That's what I'm saying. I think there's going to be a little bit worse for him and his Tusken Raider friends. But who's to say?
Somebody said that the last episode of this series, or last time we see Boba Fett, he's got to go back in the Sarlacc pit. He's got to end up back in there.
Do you think he killed the Sarlacc, or do you think it was a...
I'm not familiar enough with Sarlacc anatomy, but he blew a hole in the guy's stomach lining.
Right.
I can't imagine that's too good for you.
They're very, according to my creatures encyclopedia that I own, they're very large, so one might say that maybe it didn't impact the Sarlacc too much, but
there's just part of it like that. Yes, maybe he has multiple stomachs.
Maybe.
How about, speaking of creatures, how about that I was gonna call him that chocolate Chewbacca that walked on screen?
Oh yeah.
That's a good looking Wookiee.
He's very attractive. He uses Head and Shoulders.
I do think it's funny that in Star Wars there are definitely ugly Wookiees.
Yeah.
Like in the holiday special, and then also the Solo movie, there were some broke ass looking Wookiees.
Yeah, they were really ratty. But they were, I mean, they weren't living their best lives. I mean, they probably were,
I know.
You know, like, they look, they did, God, look awful. But yeah, this guy's waltzing around. Yeah, they looked. Do you remember the trolls from Willow?
No.
You don't remember the trolls from Willow? Look those trolls
up. I don't know that I've ever seen Willow.
Oh, man, you're missing out.
Willow.
But yeah, was it Black Corset Satin?
Okay. Yeah, they had like, that's right, there was that one that had like way too much face showing. There wasn't enough fur on him.
Right.
It's funny because like in Return of the Jedi, they definitely sexed up Chewbacca a little bit, like with his little hair.
Yeah.
They gave it. It's just funny that they could, like, you know, you can make these characters, like these anthropomorphize these characters.
Right. I feel like
they definitely chose to.
The more you put on the Wookiee, the more attractive they look. So he had like the shoulder pauldrons going and the double.
Yeah.
I mean, Chewbacca in Solo, he had the double bandolier. He looked a little bit better.
Right.
Instead of that single one. Yeah, he definitely looked more attractive. But yeah, this guy, I don't know.
I mean, that's fair enough, but I think it was more about the face. Like, he has more of that, like, you could definitely see him being like a dog or something.
Sure.
Like, there's some pictures that he, like, I just Googled him, and they have some panels from the comic, and, like, he's got, like, the little canine teeth.
Yeah.
He definitely looks like a pet.
I had to do a double take, because I was like, is that a Wookiee? I couldn't even...
Right.
Because most of the time, I picture the Wookiees as having just brown fur, and they all look alike.
Right. Well, I didn't want to appear racist and right away say, oh, that's a Wookiee, because you're right, it could have been another species.
Right.
But no, we've confirmed that this is the character from the comics that is a Wookiee.
A lot of Trandoshans on Tatooine. You see them all giving...
And that is Bosk's
species? That is Bosk's species, yes.
Yeah.
They were all giving Boba Fett the eyeball as he's walking down the street.
They were blinking, too. Did you notice that?
Oh, were they? They pulled the old Ewok trick from the special edition with the blinking.
I don't, that's the one thing I think you don't need to animate.
Everything
just let
blinks.
These creatures have open eyes. They don't need to blink.
They don't need that. And that's what I think that's what allowed them to kind of, you know, you didn't have to suspend disbelief. They're like, yeah, these are clearly alien puppets. And then all of a sudden it's like, why is this thing blinking at me? It doesn't look natural.
Mm-hmm. No. No.
I'm going to spend the rest of this.
It makes you notice it.
I'm going to spend the rest of this episode.
Nobody's watching something. Oh my god, if I could stop blinking, I could like blink so much, especially with all these lights on me. Yeah, because nobody's like, oh, I just noticed that character didn't blink. You're like, no, you're just not noticing it. Just let him not blink.
Yeah. So we'll see where we go with episode 3. What are we getting? 8 episodes total for this
run?
Sounds
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see.
I mean, I think I'm not invested in this show the way I was in the Mandalorian, where it's like, I want to see where the story progresses. I just want to see these callbacks and these other creatures. That's all. This is like a fun watch.
Yeah.
Like
kinda I
could watch this like without the sound on.
Watch it frame by frame and be like, I remember you. Yeah. Look at you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of frame by frame, who are the two friends in Tashi Station that we meet?
That was Cammy and Fixer from the deleted scene of A New Hope.
Yeah,
they were lovebirds.
So these are characters that exist.
It's so sad.
And they were credited.
They were credited in the book of Boba Fett.
The credits of Boba Fett
as Cammy and Fixer.
It's confirmed that's. Yeah,
I had a feeling it was. I just feel bad for. I feel bad for the residents of Tatooine that they just literally go nowhere.
Sure.
You know, like this is your life. You're hanging out. You're hanging out at the bar. Getting beat up by a biker gang of Nick 2. That's just how it is, and you just deal with it.
I gotta join the rebellion.
They should
get
they
off
should.
This rock. Yeah, that's what Biggs did.
I mean, at that point, I mean, I would you know, Luke should just go back and check up on him because it's post Return of the Jedi. The Empire's gone. Like, I wonder what my friends are up to. Wonder what my friends are up to.
Yeah. Yeah, Luke. Come on, maybe Luke. Go see if they're okay.
Go check up on everybody.
Yeah. Come on, Mr. Jedi. Oh, you're too big for us now, yeah. Mr. Master Jedi. Ooh. Mr. Last Jedi.
Oh, man. You see them all at the high school reunion. They show up. What are you? Oh, I'm a Jedi.
Oh, my God.
What have you been doing? Oh, we hang out at the bar.
That is funny.
We hang out at Tashi Station picking up some power converters.
Power converters, yeah. What was he converting power to? What are power converters?
I'm assuming he was probably picking them up for his Skyhopper or maybe his speeder. Mm-hmm. He definitely wasn't picking them up for the moisture evaporators.
Right. Yeah. Because Uncle Owen's like, stop wasting time with your friends.
Yes.
Get to work.
Get to work on those moisture evaporators. Yeah. It's like, I mean, they should really just pay attention. They've got those sand melons. You know, they don't need the water evaporators. They can just dig in the ground and get those black melons as Boba
Where
Fett
are those things
them.
Coming from? Are those like eggs that some creature is laying?
Watch that be the case.
You gotta explain those. Yeah. I mean, they're not like a plant. They're not connected to anything.
They're not. No.
Something's
so
dropping
what's forming these? Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's
going to be gross.
It's Dewback poop.
It's going to be real gross.
Do bad.
It is. It's probably gonna be
Bantha Poodoo.
Bantha Putty.
No, Bantha Poodoo. Yeah, that's it. There it is.
Poodoo. That's we finally cracked the code on what that is.
Yes. Poodoo.
Gross. So they need a translator droid. Do you think we're gonna see 3PO show up?
For
For Jabba's or for Boba Fett. Remember they said they need a they need a droid to translate for them.
They don't have AD-8 doing a good enough job. He knows everybody's backstory.
Who's the guy that does the voice?
What's his name from
because people were freaking out. Who is that guy?
Matt, what's his name? Matt, shoot.
Barry?
Matt Barry, yeah.
Something like that.
He was in What We Do in the Shadows. It's a lot of other
things. Your favorite.
I do enjoy Matt Barry in that show.
The casting is very interesting because the Twi'lek that is the mayor's like go-to guy.
Yes.
He was in Veep. He was the president's husband or their ex-husband. You watch Veep, right?
Oh, sure, yes.
Did you watch it to the end?
No.
You gotta watch this at the end.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know if you've met him yet, but he's her ex-husband. So that was like, he's another one. Like he seems a little out of place the way he speaks.
Is he
like,
the ex-husband all the way through that show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The same guy.
Okay.
Like a long face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who was the guy when they first go to the mayor's place where he's like, are you
know.
On the list?
I don't know. The secretary there?
He was off enough that I feel like he needs to have been someone. Like that couldn't have been.
Yeah.
That couldn't have been how they just cast this role. Like we need a guy exactly like this.
A lot of people were like, you know, this just seems this character seems so out of place that it almost seems like it's a fan made.
Yeah. Someone won a contest. Film.
Yeah, exactly. Your walk on speaking role to the Book of Boba Fett.
Uh huh. They used to do stuff like that where he could win a walk-on role.
I feel like a droid could take his place. Maybe they'll write him out and put a droid in his place. Would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Or Ben Quadraneros. Get Ben Quadraneros. That would be good.
Who's that?
You remember he was the four-armed guy from the pod race. His pod racer blew up.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Quad. That's because he's got four arms.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. He was so mad.
He was.
He had a figure, right?
Oh,
did
yeah,
get
he
all
did.
The pod racers?
Yeah, they're all up on this top shelf here. Which, let's bring this up.
Top shelf. Is it like alcohol where you put the best figures?
Yeah, there? I know. We just start with episode one. We're going on a journey, Paul. No,
you've made this very shaky.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry.
Whoa.
I wrapped the cord.
Room tour.
Quick room tour. Okay. Here we go.
We'll cover this. Okay, ooh, here we go. I see Grievous, maybe.
Where is Ben Quiet?
It all looks like static to me, but I believe
does it.
It's there.
Yeah, he's there. Cut it all out.
The feed that we see
oh, sure.
bad, but the actual footage will look good.
Oh, fair enough. Well, let's tour, lean into this.
Let's yeah,
talk
exactly.
About,
let's talk about,
your,
talk about our toy rooms.
Yeah.
So I am in the interim. I'm working on my space here. I have a blank wall behind me. So I want to get some of those shelves that you have there.
The lack.
And I'm trying to figure out the lack and see. I got to figure out where the studs are.
Sure.
So like how far in does the hole on yours start? Is it like a couple inches in? Like I need to know where to line it up.
Right here.
All the way over there?
Yeah. There's three.
Like a foot?
It's three prongs. So
are they lined up right so that that's where studs would be? There'd be three studs?
Typically, yes.
Okay.
All right. So those
this room
are
is a
measured.
Little wonky because it was like this lot. This room was built on top of like a porch, like an outside porch.
Oh, so sure.
So it's a little crooked. So I'm hoping that it everything is built correctly.
Right.
To code.
Yeah, you gotta wonder if the previous owner built it or if they had a contractor or what was going on.
Right.
You might be finding yourself drilling a few holes just to.
Yeah. Well, I have the stud finder so
oh,
I can
good.
Find where the nails are and then go up or down.
Yeah.
But that's my project. That's the one thing I have to get done while I'm on my parental leave.
Did you buy the shelves or did you just research?
No. So I'm going to I want to use that website where you can build in 3D
see
what I need.
Okay.
Cuz once I put those shelves, then I have like this space here and the space over here.
Right.
And I have to think about what I want to put there because I have all this stuff in box that I want to like just hide away. So I'm trying to like use the most, and then in front of me they had a built-in shelf that I tore out, so it goes in about 6 inches. Okay. So what I think I'm going to do is put a pegboard up here so that the figures stick out, but they don't stick out like as far as they normally would if it was flush.
Yeah, I get you. Nice.
So
got some
ideas. That's what I think I'm going to do.
Got some ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I, my room, so I'm in the basement. When we purchased the house, it was, I would say it was mostly unfinished. The previous owners were using it as a gym. So, but we drywalled it and everything. And then I started taking, I was always big, in displaying things in cases. I like that museum aesthetic.
Yeah.
So I had several cases installed. At one point, some cases stayed at my parents' house. I started investing in building my own shelving, and going with piping, so threaded pipes, with caps. I would actually, yeah, because that's cheap. Actually, is to build the build it yourself. So I have several bronze spray painted shelving brackets that I assembled myself for pretty much pennies. And then I bought the wood and just spray painted the wood, and they just kind of look, they got this, I guess, mechanical aesthetic to it. They were a lot of fun because I got to make a lot of things with them.
That's cool. Yeah. I wish I had the ability.
Well, to make things. I don't think it's that difficult, Paul. I think it's very simple.
Is it not?
I found most of everything on the websites as opposed to going to like Lowe's or Home Depot. Mm. And that's where you really save.
Do you have
money.
To have like power tools, like a saw or something?
Not with this, because everything's measured out, and then you just twist, because it's all like plumber's piping and electrical piping.
Oh well, there you go.
Yeah,
you have to. I really want to see what else.
I'll take photos.
Somebody posted that they got this cool corner shelf from Five Below.
Oh yeah.
So this obviously goes in a corner.
Oh sure.
$5. So like I have this one corner here, so I'm gonna put like a bunch of them going up, and I wanted to, it's not very wide or deep, so it's like you can't put a ton of stuff, but you know, you can fit some like figures on.
Oh, there we go, those new Five Below Batman.
So yeah, I do want to talk about them. Let me get this out of it. All right, so I went to a different Five Below. It's the first one I've been to since after Christmas. So I wanted to see if I didn't expect them to have like anything new, but I want to see like what was left over.
Yeah.
So these have been solicited for a while. These are these little Hero Cross, they're called.
Okay.
And they're weird because the body is die cast.
Oh, wow.
They have magnets on their feet, and they're pretty articulated, but they're like stick figures. So
yeah.
They're weird, and they are brittle as hell. So the Batman, thankfully, he's pretty good. The hands twist okay. It comes with a separate pair of hands, but I couldn't get them on. It's like the joint isn't deep enough, the ball joint. And then I got Superman, and I noticed after I opened it that it was missing an arm. So that's fun.
There was no arm in the box.
Just didn't have an arm.
Wow. That is.
There was no arm in the box.
Terrible.
Even in the picture I took in the store, it shows that there's no arm. And then I tried to twist his hand and it fell right off. Broke right off. So I would actually like to get a working version of this figure. So I'm going to try to go again. And then Flash, he lost a hand.
Oh, boy.
His leg broke. So very fragile, very brittle. Obviously, these didn't do well because they ended up at Five Below.
Yeah.
So buyer beware if you want to risk $5 or, you know, your time returning them.
Just buy the Batman.
But kind of fun if you get a good one.
It's a crapshoot.
Have you seen, we talked about that Bruce Wayne figure earlier, but there's been a lot of the Batman product showing up.
Yeah,
there's a few companies that
you
do
sent
Batman
me a link
toys
for
now.
The Spin Masters Batman.
Spin Master stuff. So they do the tiny 4-inch figures. That's their bread and butter. But right. They're also doing like the soap bottle, the shampoo bottle figures that are like at least 12 inches.
Yeah.
But they have 4 points of articulation. But this set, it comes with a motorcycle, and then it has four figures that are just like very tightly, like they're in an elevator, like in a crowded elevator, just very closely packed together. It's very awkward looking.
So we have, what is it? We have a Batman and Bruce Wayne, Catwoman and the Penguin.
Right.
And
I guess.
And then the motorcycle set off to the side there. It is right. Very interesting to see packaging like this. Mm-hmm. Minimal amount of plastic being used. I think the most right. is to actually secure those two back figures into the.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I thought they were like pretty plasticked in there, like they were cocooned.
I don't think the Batman and the Bruce Wayne were cocooned at all. I think they were pretty much loose.
Okay.
Yeah, with the bike. Who's to say? It's wild.
If we had the photo, I could prove or disprove this. Yeah. It's going to be a weird line. It's the first Batman movie. Well, I mean, I guess they did Justice League, so it hasn't even been that long. But this is a standalone Batman movie. I don't know. Do kids like Batman right now? Batman Forever? He's an evergreen property.
I want to say he is. I think he does better when there's an animated media near it or a company.
Series?
No. You see a lot more from the movies, the animated movies coming out than anything else. I think the last we actually saw was Batman and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh my god, that was a while ago.
It was, but I think that's the last time we've seen.
I never liked those. That one was okay, but in general I don't like those.
No. I bought all those like for the really alternate, cheap.
Just like random design choices.
Sure. But we'll see where this goes. I mean, honestly, I hardly ever see any of the Spin Masters Batman items on the shelves when I do go out toy hunting. That's not to say that they're not still stuck out on some ship out in the Pacific, but.
Oh, yeah. So, not that they're selling through. You just don't
right.
See
I don't see them.
Yeah. I really want to find this picture of this set. So like some of the stuff I've seen actually looks kind of fun. Like, you know, they're working with what they got. Their 4-inch figures are limited articulation. Yeah. The sculpts are going to not be super great because they're so little. There's like a set with the Batmobile, you know, like what they're calling the Batmobile,
right?
Where it's dirty. And then the three figures have like dirty feet, like muddy feet.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that when it's just like slapped on paint.
It looks good in the promotional photos, but then I think the actual photos, it looks real bad.
It's like when they used to apply the snow texture to Chewbacca.
Oh god, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yank him out right here.
So that's I'm nice. Very interested to see how this line does and how this movie is received.
Snowy money shot Chewbacca.
Yeah, one there. Yeah.
He doesn't look as good as that Wookiee from Boba Fett.
Yeah. Now find me Return of the Jedi Chewbacca with the sexy hair.
Oh.
Something from Endor.
I don't think I have anything. Like a figure?
Yeah, like what else would it be?
I don't know. I thought you wanted like an image. I got nothing.
Sure, I'll take that.
I got the Chewbacca. I'll
type it in.
Here we go. How about this Chewbacca? Some really good sexy hair. This Chewbacca.
Is it the 12-inch one?
No, it's...
Oh, what's it? What was his name?
Oh, what was his name? This is when he went undercover to try to get Han Solo with Leia.
From Shadows?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here, I'm going to send you what I'm talking about so you know what I'm talking about.
Okay. Oh, yeah, right.
There's got to be a figure representing that haircut.
Where they parted his hair.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. You know, the problem is that actually, if I look at what I do have in package, because I stopped opening all of the Black Series stuff, not the Black Series stuff, but the Vintage Collection stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't see anything. Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Find it.
I'm going to get up real quick.
JediBusiness.com has a bunch of Chewbaccas. I'm not seeing... This one has a leg brace. Is this supposed to be from
sequels? We have this guy, maybe. Somewhat attractive.
Yeah, I mean, it's from Jedi, so that's probably...
Yeah.
That's probably right.
Older mold.
Yeah. What is this one that has the leg brace on?
That's from the Jabba's Sail Barge Escape, the deleted scene series.
Okay.
So they did
I wish they
every character that was like disguised and like wearing like a cape or a cloak or something like that, and they just covered them up.
I wish they would try again with the 6-inch series, because I feel like that Chewbacca isn't quite there. Who's this guy? This is the comic Chewbacca. It looks pretty rough.
Oh yes, the Marvel Comics Chewbacca. Yeah,
he's got that not furry face that, right. I'm talking about. Yes. That makes them look a little rough.
The spice mines from Kessel face.
He's doing too much spice. You know how they do like life size Barbie heads that you can brush their hair.
Yeah, of course.
You gotta do a Chewbacca.
Oh, that would be something.
Yeah. Come on, Hasbro.
Right.
Get it together.
I want to groom my Wookiee.
I know, what a groom. That's what we call a groom in your Wookiee.
Groom in your Wookiee. I mean, they could do that, or they could do like the Play-Doh, where you can, the Play-Doh barbershop.
Oh, make it a Wookiee. Like, comes out. That's good too. True. I think they need to do both of those.
They should.
Have you heard of these, changing subjects completely, have you heard of Sticky Bones?
You sent me a link, and they seem like they're just more expensive versions of those artist models that you can get at Michael's and IKEA.
The wooden
forms, yeah.
Yeah. So I just randomly came across these on probably Instagram or Facebook. I think somebody posted about them on Facebook.
Okay.
They are 8 inches tall. Yep. They pretty much like what you said, except they're made of plastic. They're not, you know, it's sort of like if you were designing a character in a Pixar movie, this is what they look like before you added the skin and everything.
Okay.
It's just shapes.
Right.
And they come with different hands. I think they have an articulated hands. They also have magnets in their feet, so you can pose them.
Okay.
They're good for stop motion.
Right.
They're very expensive. $130 for each one.
Is this a Kickstarter too?
Not cheap. No, it just exists.
Okay.
You can just go to stickybones.com and you can order the different colors you want. But it gives me a little bit of that Zvoz vibe.
Does it? Not for that money.
Just that because they... No. But I tweeted at them or messaged them and I said, you know, you could make these a little... Give these a little more character.
Yeah.
And make them cheaper. You can make them smaller too. You might have something on your hands here.
Right.
But like as is now, I don't know why you would buy this other than
no.
if you wanted to like... have it on your desk or like you wanted to use it for modeling or
right stop motion or
something
or getting
it come and there's like a hand pack with different expressions of hands.
I watched
there's one that's like this, it's like a sock puppet without the sock.
Oh sure. I watched a few videos and I was like, what is it really, is it, it looked almost CGI, but I'm sure it was just animated and done the right way. I don't know.
I don't know how people are doing stop motion now, but there are some amazing stop motion videos out there.
There are.
Use action figures.
Oh, sure.
And they get this natural movement from the figure that I don't even understand how it's possible with the limited joints.
It's just a lot of time, I guess.
Amazing to me.
I remember, so they did the Origins stop motion, and there's a lot that you have to do to those figures to actually have them do that.
The what? The Origins?
The Origins Masters of the Universe figures.
So yes, that was really good.
But looking at the behind the scenes photos and videos, you have to do a lot of cuts and to the actor, like modify the figure almost completely
right,
from the peg up, because It just it physically can't do it.
You have to put a hole in the back to hold it up.
You physically can't do it with what you're given right out of the package. You have to go and modify.
Well, sure. Yeah. It's like Robot Chicken where they build.
Yeah.
I think they use sort of a Mego body, but then it's all just wire. So you can bend it however which way you want.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I don't think anybody is presenting this being like, this is right off the card. It's just like that you could sort of make these toys do it if you like customize them.
Yes.
So I appreciate that art form. I would never have the patience to do it, but I like that it exists.
And spend all day doing it and get 8 seconds out of it and be like, that was totally worth it.
Or you like move something that you didn't notice and then it's all trash. So you were talking about these mad balls that are finally in stock.
Yes, from the premium DNA premium mad DNA. Balls. Yes.
You're thinking about ordering a set?
I might. They're a little plussed up. They're not I got the original ones from Geppetto's back in the 90s, and they're about 4 inches tall, and they had that that lever on the back that exploded the head, projected the head from the body. So these I don't know the exact size, but I think they're much larger. They're larger than the originals. But they're in stock.
Six inches.
6 inches, okay. It's a little bit bigger.
$36.99, at least the pumpkin one.
Right.
I don't remember Mad Balls other than just the heads.
Other than the heads, yeah.
I don't remember them being figures.
No, the figures were fun.
Who made them originally? I'm trying to find them.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Was there a series that was just the heads?
Of course.
Or is that a more recent thing?
No, it was. They started as just the heads.
And then I see the figure, like they're comparing the old figure. Yeah, I don't have any memory of these. That's so funny.
Yeah, I don't think I ever would have picked them up if they weren't at Geppetto's.
Yeah.
The parts are all interchangeable.
A lot of
too.
People these new ones went up for a pre-order. Years ago? Is that accurate to say years ago?
I would say at this point it was pre-pandemic. So yeah, I would say years ago.
And so obviously there were delays.
Yes.
And we were starting to speculate whether this company was legit or not because the communication was not super good.
No.
But you know, they have delivered at least on this part of their promise. Have we seen Barnyard Commandos yet?
I haven't seen anything followed up with Barnyard Commandos. Battletoads is in
maybe
the pipeline.
That will be next. Battletoads, those are scheduled to ship quarter two, which seems very soon.
Yeah.
Especially given these other lines and how long they took.
Right.
Battletoads is a line that I was always wanting them to make as a kid. Now I don't care as much, especially given the price of these.
Sure.
I don't see it happening. But it's cool that they exist and I want to see people review them. And, but like they made that super big figure.
Yeah.
Obviously he's very expensive.
He is.
Like some choices were made here. I don't know.
I'm not a big fan. So
if they
compared to that, I don't, that Swamp Thing that came out for DC multiverse there, he doesn't go with anything 'cause he's so big.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm assuming that
but
this character
is accurate to the character.
I would say it's accurate. I mean, does he just show up and he's a giant no matter what? I mean, he can just control what his body looks like.
He can change. It's like Apocalypse in the X-Men cartoon.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. It's like, today I've chosen to be the size of a skyscraper.
You ever think he wanted to be tinier, like Tiny Apocalypse? Like
his voice would sound like he was helium.
Yeah, he was shown, you know, as like a normal sized human being, and then you know he'd always get larger. Mm-hmm. But you ever think he'd be like, I want to get smaller at this point? It never went the other direction.
No, he could do it.
Good.
Did you see the picture of the original voice actor for Wolverine recording lines for the new X-Men 96, whatever they're calling.
Is it going to sound? It's going to sound different.
It's happening.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, sure.
It's going to sound different.
It's going to. You're not excited for that? I'm excited for that.
So here's one for you. So they got, you've got Darth Vader.
Yeah.
James Earl Jones playing him throughout the whole original trilogy. And then he shows up again for Solo, Rogue One. He sounded much different.
Yeah.
So it was enough to throw me off. Almost like it was an
impression.
He has aged, I know, but it almost sounded like an impression of. Yeah. So I would worry about that.
I read that they used technology to change Mark Hamill's voice for his lines in The Mandalorian.
Oh, really? I just figured they just pulled audio from his old Luke Skywalker days. I didn't even think it was. I didn't even think he recorded. No, I mean apparently
he did the lines.
Okay.
So maybe that is something they need to incorporate in all of these. With Wolverine, I feel like it's going to be different because that guy, he's doing a voice. Sure. So hopefully he can capture that voice. And like, if you're a voice actor and you're not very old, like that's your job. Like that's what you do. So we'll see. But I'm a little, also, I think it's a little more forgiving than Darth Vader voice. Like that is ingrained in our data banks. Like we know what he sounds like.
Of course. Yeah, I get you. So we'll see. When is that due out?
Yeah, you get it. You get me.
I get it.
What?
The X-Men 96. Yeah, 96 or 97. What is it?
I don't know. If they're recording it now, probably like 3 years.
Fair enough.
No, I don't know. Probably not this year. I think it's next year.
Okay. We'll
wait for the next Disney Plus day and they'll explain all of that.
My daughter has been a big fan of Spidey and His Friends or whatever that is. It's like Spider-Man, if it's PJ Mask. Have you seen? Right. That's pretty much all it is. So I was like, why don't we watch?
And they're like 3 minutes long.
No, if you go on Disney Plus, it's actually the whole episode. But yeah, if you're watching on Disney, it's like a snippet. Oh, okay. Yeah. So they have 12 episodes on Disney Plus, technically 24 because each one is a segmented part, so each episode's like 12 minutes. But I wasn't having it because I don't like the idea of just having three villains. It's always either Dr. Octopus, Green Goblin, or the Rhino. And it's like, this is bothering me. So I go, Eloise, why don't we watch some of the Spider-Man that I was watching when I was a kid? So in went the animated series. Man, was that fun.
Did she enjoy it?
She did enjoy it, but she had a lot of questions.
Okay. Sure. I think we all did.
A lot of questions going around lately in the house. Ever since
that series hold up?
It does. I would say it definitely does.
Yeah. That's good. Because it's based on the comics.
It's based off the comics.
Those are a little more everlasting.
Right. We got Alexa for Christmas, or my wife got Alexa.
Ooh.
So, or got me one. Mm-hmm. So it's been fun having that in the house. Eloise asks a lot of questions and
yes,
we're like, you can't really ask that because it's just going to give a website. Why don't you ask a generic question like what color is the sky? But she, you know, she tells some dirty jokes if you let her.
Yeah.
Because Eloise learned that function. She goes, Alexa, tell us a joke. And it was like, it was a joke about a fart, and I'm like, Alexa, stop.
Stop, Alexa.
Stop.
What are you doing?
Alexa, tell a kid-friendly joke.
Yeah. Have you had the thing where the TV says something that sounds like Alexa and she comes to life?
No. I have not yet.
You can do a question of the day, and for a long time my wife and I played this. You say, Alexa, question of the day. And every day she'll give you like a multiple choice question.
Oh, fun.
And she counts how long you've been playing. We stopped when the baby came because we didn't want to wake him up.
Oh, funny. Yeah, I told Eloise, Alexa, that I would deactivate her voice from using Alexa if she kept abusing it.
Ooh, can you do that?
I don't know. It recognized it. I was using it predominantly, and then Anne started using it. And Alexa was like, this sounds different. should we add you? And it's like, oh, okay. And so Eloise has been using it. And I'm like, Eloise, stop it. Like, I'll be playing something on Pandora and she'll say, Alexa, stop.
Yeah.
And I'll say, knock it off, Eloise. Stop abusing Alexa.
So Charlie, when he speaks, sometimes he doesn't get all the words exactly right. So she won't understand him.
Yeah.
So if she says like, I don't understand that, he'll yell it. And every time she doesn't understand, his voice gets louder. She's like, Alexa. So it's like in the morning when we're trying to wake up and he's like asking what the weather is like.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, my God.
Oh, stop. Funny. Please.
But it's good for we have two smart lights and
yeah,
we'll just say like, Alexa, let there be light. And she'll turn them on sometimes. Oh, sometimes fun. It doesn't work. But there's some fun things you can do with that. Yeah. I mean, the trade-off is now she's listening and has all your personal conversations. But
that's okay.
If you have nothing to hide, I guess it's okay.
That's true.
I want to end this week on Cops and Crooks.
Oh, okay.
This is a line that's... who made this back in the day?
Was it Kenner? Or
it might have been. I feel like they...
I didn't get into
sort
it.
Of like a larger scale than... Kenner was making.
Yeah.
You didn't get into it?
I didn't. No. This was like.
No.
This was like the.
It was like G.I. Joe, but big. And then they were cops instead of
right.
army people.
And it was like. It was
it's Hasbro.
It was Hasbro.
Hasbro, not Kenner.
Oh, okay.
Before Kenner was purchased by Hasbro.
Right.
So I like these because they had good articulation, especially for the time. They were figures with guns. They came with caps. Do you remember caps being integrated into toys?
I did like the Punisher figure that had the cap integration.
Yeah.
I always thought that was a fun toy function.
So if you're not familiar with caps, it was this little roll of gunpowder,
yes.
whatever it was. And then the toy would have a metal component that you would pull back
right.
and it would strike on the little dot and it would do a little pow sound and a little smoke.
It would. A little smoke. Little flash.
It was pretty cool when it worked. It was pretty neat.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I never got into these. I don't know why.
Yeah. There were a couple of figures I really liked. Long Arm. He had this gadget that was on his wrist, a gauntlet, and it would shoot a handcuff out. And I always liked figures that could shoot like a rope from their arm. That was like
sure.
a feature I liked.
Yeah.
So I was a big fan. And you know how, like, I always collect, like, the main figure from the line? He was dressed most traditionally like a police officer.
Oh,
so that was a figure that I wanted to have. But they had vehicles. Like, it really was just, like, G.I. Joe, but these figures were 6 inches or 8 inches or
yep.
something like that.
Plussed up.
So anyway, these, the company that's making those Santa figures, the Fresh Monkey Fiction,
right.
they are doing a box set of mini little figures.
They're almost styled like muscle figures, like muscle men.
That's exactly what it is. There's even a version that has that coloring, like that pink,
fleshy pink color.
Yeah, so you can pre-order these now on their website. I think it's sold through Big Bad Toy Store. It's another situation where there has to be so many sold for it to get unlocked. So they need a 500 piece minimum for the painted figures. They're at 430, so that's probably gonna happen.
Yeah,
I don't think they were too expensive. It was like $35 or something like that.
No.
But they're very little, like 1.5 inches, it says here. So
you want
to support that, head over to Fresh Monkey Fiction. .com and gets you some muscly. Oh, even better. The painted set is $29.99 and then the unpainted set is only $24.99. That's a good price for this, yeah. So, snap those up if you want, if not, whatever.
Would you be purchasing
anything else
these?
For this week?
No, I don't have much.
We'll see. We'll see. Okay. I don't know. I probably won't.
Wait on.
I might.
Wait till they come to Five Below.
If not financially. Oh my God. probably.
What was there was something similar to this at Five Below not too long ago, correct? Who was putting those out?
I don't know.
I'm just
thinking of those like zombie figures that were green. That was like years ago. I don't even know what to search for that.
Huh.
green zombie minifigures.
I'm sure there are. There have been some muscle men re-released. They even had like WWE guys in that style.
Right.
But that's what I'm
thinking of.
Anything specific? I've
actually got one of those trash cans over here.
Here is trash can. Here are the zombies. They were called Slug, S-L-U-G acronym. I don't know what that stands for.
Stupid little ugly guys. Here we go. I don't know. That might be it.
So look up Slug zombies if you want.
Okay. Here's my...
What do you got?
My trash can full of muscle.
From muscle?
Yeah.
Remember having muscle. I definitely needed like some articulation in my toys.
I remember when Geppetto's went out of business. Yeah. He was getting tons of these. Tons of them for like two bucks.
There was a guy there named Geppetto.
Yeah.
$2. How many would you get?
You get like a pack. I think it was a pack of 10. All in the trash can.
Oh my god, 10?
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Why did they come in a trash can?
I don't know.
Doesn't make any sense. There's a whole story behind Muscle Men that I don't understand. It's
right.
Japan, right?
Yes. Remember that Fox show that they had?
Ultimate Muscle, yeah.
Yeah.
Those figures had really good articulation.
Did
those
they?
Were like those were the best articulated figures for a while. Like they didn't look like humans, but they were great for posing.
Huh. Never got into them. Definitely out of the muscle game.
I bought like the main guy. I think he came with like either a trophy or a championship belt.
Ah, yes.
Muscle stands for something, right? That was like...
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You're supposed to know everything.
I didn't know we were going to be talking about them.
Well, I didn't bring him up.
Oh.
Let's see who made these. Probably Bandai. Yeah, Bandai. Because they brought him over from Japan. All right, very good. Someday we'll do like the ultimate history of toys, and then we'll talk about.
There we go. We'll wait for another.
Oh yeah, it
came boring up week. Another slow week.
All right, everybody. Well, you know what we say. We don't want to grow up, but we already did. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye, everyone.